This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper.
John, undoubtedly there is someone listening today who sees Christianity as just another religion, men in black robes trying to tell others how to live. How much is missing from that picture?
Well, everything is missing from that picture. Black robes telling others how to live. I suppose there is an element in religion of telling people how to live, but it isn't men telling people how to live. It's God telling people how to get right with Him. Christianity, first of all, I would say, is not first and foremost a religion. It's first and foremost news. It's news. Like we're in a war, we're in a concentration camp, and suddenly you're hearing on the smuggled-in radio that the troops of deliverance have landed in the helicopters 5 miles away, and they're conquering everything in their path, and they're just about to get to the gate and open the doors, and having lived all your life in this concentration camp, you're now going to be set free. That's Christianity. It's news that Jesus Christ sent the rescue troops into the world, namely Jesus Christ, that at great cost to Himself, namely His death, He has conquered our enemy, the devil, and He has opened the gates of the concentration camp and welcomed us home. And then you add this beautiful image of bride and bridegroom, and you realize, oh, this is not just a soldier who's kind of arriving and saying, now go do what you want to do. This is your husband, as it were, who's been separated from you for years and years, and you're the wife who's been in the camp. And when the gates are open, there he stands on the other side, and the kinds of affections are huge. I remember watching at the end of the Vietnam War some of those magnificent videos of men who'd been away from their wives, some of them, I think, up to 5 years, and watching them run toward each other and sweep the wife off her feet. I mean, my heart leapt and my tears flowed when I watched that kind of reunion. And so when I think about what's missing from the average person's picture of Christianity, I want to say, oh my, there is such a freedom that is offered us because of what Jesus Christ did to die for our sins, and such a sweet reunion with the one for whom we were made. I just hope by my ministry and by God's grace through other people's ministries, we could take away these false assumptions of what Christianity is and help people see the beauty of what it really is.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.